Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
But one thing I tell prospective broadcasters, like we had one in here earlier, Logan Arblaster, who's a, I would say, bottom of the totem pole producer here right now. He's like the 53rd man on the roster, and that's fine. He's still a college student. You know, he's got to work his way up. And the one time he was on the air with us, he turned the Donnie Football Debrief into his own Jim Rome Have a Take segment on our show. One thing I tell people all the time about how to talk about things when they host shows either by themselves or with a partner like you is to use something I call the funnel method, which is to start broad and then make it narrow. So you've got a couple of specific things he brought up there that I do think we need to talk about. But the broader thing is just this for me with Mike. He is 44-34 since Big Ben retired. That is a 564 win percentage. I went and looked up historical coaches who had a career 564 win percentage. The closest guy that I found was Wade Phillips. That's who he's turned into. Do you think Wade Phillips was a particularly good NFL coach?
No. Sorry, Pony. One thing you should tell prospective broadcasters is to
turn your mic on. Yes.
No, I think of Wade Phillips as partially a punchline in Dallas.
44-34, so he averages between 9 and 10 wins a season.
But could Wade Phillips dispense the kind of keen insight we get from Mike Tomlin every Tuesday? Dirty balls, punts.
Yeah, dirty balls.
Turnovers, he cited a play that was only an interception because the Bears knew they could do whatever they want because the second the ball was snapped, they knew it was a free play.
And he said that was the difference in the game.
I'm surprised
because it came
he
down
didn't do the
points.
Kyle Duggar dropped interception on
that
same drive.
Yeah,
that
was actually a more legitimate play that could have made
if
the
he was
going to
play that little game. But no, I mean, I should practice the funnel method.
It's
actually.
Just, yes, there are, like he said, the minutia. There are things, moments in this game, plays. We do a plays segment after every game on a Monday that we circle and say, hey, this was a turning point or critical part in the game. We do that all the time. But the more legitimate, valid conversation on a day like this when he talks for a half hour about this next game and the state of his team and everything else is just how mediocre he's become and his football team has become. I labeled the guy he started on Sunday mediocre Mason. I take it back. The real guy that deserves a mediocre moniker is Mike. He is mediocre Mike now. High-end mediocre Mike, whatever. They don't go 8-9 every year. They just barely scrape by. They get into the playoffs by winning one more game or a couple more games and they lose. And then they get dispatched quickly. And that's who he is. And that's why he can stand up there today with no sense for, you know, like hot seat or being on the cutting line or anything like that. And he can point to dirty balls and a play that didn't count where Caleb Williams just chucked it because he knew There was no negative to the play because they were offside. Exactly.
It's a they called a free play in football.
And he can pretend like these things actually were the difference between winning and losing. He can put it on a punter and not bring up the fact that his defense that is getting paid more money than any defense in the NFL gave up 31 points to the Chicago Bears. With a second-year quarterback who's got one of the lowest completion percentages in the entire NFL, who didn't have its left tackle on Sunday. And he's out here trying to say, you know, really, we got to get into the granular stuff. This was such a close game that those itty-bitty plays, those hidden yardage plays, were the difference in this game and not the fact that his defense, again, got exposed.
Well, I'm going to stop you for 1 second.
It's laughable, man.
I'm
going
to stop you for 1 second, though. You said he wants to get into the ultra granular stuff. We have some fun sometimes on this show on Tomlin Tuesdays with Chris Carter, who has tried to carve out the lane as the scheme guy, and Mike despises the questions.
He's
usually.
X's and O's guy.
You know what, though? He did ask a very granular and very accurate X's and O's question of Mike and got a sarcastic reply after a, I'm not telling you how the sausage is made. Chris correctly said, hey, Mike, do you need to change the call when you're in cover three? They run four verticals. You can go and like look up any football podcast right now going that does X's and O's. They will tell you that four verticals, four straight line routes up the field,
yep,
destroys cover three because of what it forces the three guys on the back end to choose. And Chris's question, we have fun with him, but it was right this time. Was, hey, basically, like, do you need to think about switching out of that play before the snap when you realize what they're probably going with and what they're showing you?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, I'm not telling you what goes on behind the scenes. That was a granular question that was very accurate and very pointed about his failing, because it's his defense. And his response was, you don't deserve to know how that sausage is made. But I'll tell you all about dirty balls and knuckleballs and bad punts. There's no pressure on them, though. The owner's fine with it. They're going to somehow drag their carcass to 9-8 this year, probably, come hell or high water. I'll get the same ridiculous responses from people that still, to this day, are defending him to the nth degree.
Are they out there? I'll open up the phone lines
right now. I've gotten into it with somebody on
Twitter. If me calling a mediocre Mike is going too far and being too tough on him, you tell me why.
No, I've heard from people who think we're in the wrong. We're the idiots. We're not respecting Mike enough. Okay?
Okay. Well,
that's what one person was going back and forth saying to me.
One person on Twitter. Let's see if there's actually humans that want to put their voice on the air who actually feel that way. 412-928-9370.
I can't believe I'm going to cite Chris Carter twice in this and do this in a way that I think, not that I dislike Chris at all, but his questions usually end up being cannon fodder for Mike. We always hear people say stuff like, are you going to ask him, are you guys in the media going to pressure him and ask him tough questions about his schemes and this and that? Chris did and got no answer, got completely rebuffed, and then got Mike saying, oh, but I'm impressed at the depth of your schematic knowledge. Given how bad that play torched Mike's defense, maybe he should hire Chris as a quality control guy.
That's good.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He gets to sit up in his Eiffel Tower, or his ivory tower. I guess
it's a throne, and he doesn't have to answer the questions of the subjects unless he wants to.
And looks down on us, and because he knows there's no, as you put it, consequences or repercussions from his boss, he can actually try to spin Sunday into something like, come on, guys, it's the NFL.
Good on good.
It's when you have two first-place teams and we're both playing so hard for 60 minutes, yeah, believe it or not, it comes down to things like punts and kickoffs.
Does it come
and
down
bouncing
to leaving
balls in the landing zone and things like
does
that?
Does it come down to leaving a team's like what $90 million receiver 15 yards wide open, or is that one of those things that's just that happens when it's good on good?
Or how about this, Mike? Maybe it comes down to the fact that nobody on your sideline except your injured quarterback realizes that you're in an illegal formation until it's too late. How about that? Are we paying you $18 million a year to not recognize or notice that?
He just said we all take responsibility. And then the most offensive part of that answer that came up there, the most like eye-rolling part, because one thing I'm not going to do today is this. I'm not going to start yelling into the mic about how annoyed this makes me, because I just roll my eyes at it because it's, you know, nothing I
say
is going
to. Go ahead,
because
I actually have one more angry thing to say about this.
No, I'm just going to roll my eyes and laugh. He gets asked a very, again, pointed question about an unforgivably bad, you know, can't get lined up situation.
Yeah.
He turns it into, that's why we work so hard at that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was
what,
like about,
so you can screw it up on game
right.
day?
He wanted to pat himself on the back to say all the stuff they do during the week.
We all own that. Mason owns it. The players own it.
You guys
it, but
see
we
us
work.
Practice. Look how good we practice.
Yeah,
look
cool.
How smart we are in practice. No, here's the thing I was going to say that actually ticks me off regarding him pretty much saying, of all the things that went on in this game, I'm going to be smarter than you and tell you the real reason why we lost punting and kicking. To actually have the audacity to make it sound like, to even imply that your kicker is a reason why you lost an important game, where this friggin' kicker has bailed out this coach so many times. Like, even if it were pretty clear to me that Chris Boswell was the reason why the Steelers lost a game, if I were Mike Tomlin, I would do everything in my power to actually lie and come up with and make up reasons for why we lost rather than pin it on him. Because that dude, of everybody, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, you name players that have been on the Steelers for the last 9 years during this playoff win drought, that's the guy who does his job consistently and better than anybody else. And he's got the nerve to say, hey, their guy knows how to kick it off better than our guy? That's his take
balls.
Off this game.
Dirty
man,
balls.
You know what then, Mike? How about, would you swap guys? You want Santos? You want to make that trade? You want him instead of Boswell? Really? Come on now,
do you
Mike.
Know, do you want to know what's
seriously.
Funny?
Seriously.
You want to know what's funny about that saying? Mike, I actually saw this. Now, I'm sure Mike doesn't care about EPA per play or EPA added, expected points added. The Steelers, by that metric, because teams have actually been able to, they've been actually to get down to the granular level and find out who's the best at doing like the dirty kickoff. The Panthers have been the best. I forget who second place was. Next was the Steelers. Third best team in the league on kickoffs this year, expected points added, i.e. they are doing a good
job. So one game he's not perfect and he pins the loss on him. Cool. Awesome.
No, I literally saw
that. Good thing
that,
people
though.
Don't hold Mike in that organization to that same standard, huh?
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.